Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about rural health care, obviously a big issue in your district. I understand you had a meeting at Warren General Hospital this week. What went down?
Continuing the fight for rural health care, Representative Kathy Rapp and I visited Warren General Hospital this week to talk about their work to provide much needed care in our region. Folks will remember that Warren General recently had to suspend their inpatient labor and delivery services due to staffing issues, and that has become common throughout the region. And so we had a discussion about maternity labor and delivery services in the region, and certainly we're part of that 8-county maternity care desert. So this is an issue that we share throughout our region. We also discussed the current challenges with the Bradford Regional Medical Center and access to health care in Bradford and McKean County. And I appreciate the insights that the leaders at Warren General shared. I was certainly impressed with their facility and the services that they offer there and with all their work. So I think it's important to continue working with fellow elected officials and community leaders to strengthen access to care in our communities. And fighting for rural health care access is a top priority for me.
You also had a recent meeting with the Potter County Conservation District. Can you tell us what went on there?
Well, this is an annual meeting that regularly occurs where the Potter County Conservation District invites local officials, both local, county, state, and federal officials, to come together to give us a summary of the projects that they've worked on over the past year, as well as to preview initiatives in the coming year. It's an opportunity to talk about funding, to talk about issues of importance. We talked about energy issues, stream maintenance issues, data centers, energy production. So I want to thank the Potter County Conservation District and specifically their district manager, Jason Childs, and his team for such an informative presentation, and thank them and ask them to certainly keep up the great work.
Another issue that you've been working on for a long time is ensuring that we have adequate emergency medical services in the area. I understand you had a meeting about this recently. What did you learn?
Supporting our EMS providers is also vitally important because they're providing life-saving service in our communities. And Anthony Martin, the director of the state's Bureau of Emergency Medical Services within the Department of Health, traveled to Shinglehouse this week for discussions about challenges facing our rural EMS services. It was an excellent meeting and a great discussion, all focused on rural services and the challenges that they face, and certainly what we need to do at the state level to be supportive of these services. I want to thank the members of the Shinglehouse Volunteer Fire and Ambulance Department for hosting this discussion, and also EMS West Executive Director Brian Shaw for participating in this very important discussion.
There has been a recent extension of a deadline for the LIHEAP program, obviously important for those who are looking for a little bit of help paying for their heat. Tell us about this extension.
This is a very important program that helps a lot of folks in the Commonwealth. And the deadline for Pennsylvanians to apply for help with their home heating bills has been extended until May 8th. So there's additional time to apply for the low-income home energy assistance program. And the best way to do so is by contacting the county assistance office in the county in which you reside, or if you have additional questions, by reaching out to one of my district offices.
And finally, Representative, it's great news. It's the opening of trout season. What are the details? What do people need to know?
Well, trout season opens this Saturday, and I want to wish good luck to all the anglers heading out this weekend for the opening day of trout season, and that's Saturday, April 4th. And for all the information you need about fishing in the Commonwealth, you can visit the Fish and Boat Commission's website at www.fishandboat.com.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.